to the DeCesare Group podcast, where we discuss the latest developments and trends in economic development and business in South Central Kentucky. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare. Hey, before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can follow the DeCesare Group on social media for the latest news and updates. You can also subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review. Finally, subscribe to our newsletter, Soaky Economic Development and Business News. You can do so at the DeCesareGroup.com. In this week's episode, we talk about the new Regional Tech Council with Rob Wilson from the Tech Council and Ron Bunch from the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce. The Regional Tech Council is a partnership between the WKU Innovation Campus and the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll discuss the council's motivations, future goals, and how the community can get involved. Here's my conversation with Rob Wilson and Ron Bunch. Hey, welcome to the program, Ron Bunch and Rob Wilson. How are you?
We're doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you all being here, and I think it's a pretty exciting time right now because of this partnership between the WKU Innovation Campus and the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce to create this Regional Tech Council. So tell us about it. What's the motivation behind it?
Sure. We actually tried to form a Regional Technology Council some years ago, and I think we were just ahead of our time. Mm-hmm. What we wanted to do as a chamber is, you know, bring the business community together sector by sector, and this was a great opportunity. And so when the Innovation Campus wanted to partner in creating this thing, we got really excited about it. And so it's meant to bring together, socially and otherwise, the folks that are in software and related fields in emerging technology. So if you're an engineer, scientist, other folks like that that are creating products, we want to bring those groups together, understand their needs, and then better serve them as part of our overall economy.
And Rob, I know you've kind of taken on a leadership role as a maybe a volunteer as a tech council director. Is this correct?
This is correct.
So tell us about your involvement and your background a little bit, because, you know, everybody kind of knows Ron Bunch when it comes to economic development in Bowling Green in South Central Kentucky. But tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Whenever my job brought us here about 5 years ago, Jim, the first thing I did was I wanted to meet people like me.
Yeah.
And they were nowhere really to be found. And I know in other cities where I've been, you know, the first place I would look would be the Tech Council. And so I'm mid-career tech leader. Uh-huh. Been doing this for this is my 30th year. And, you know, I want to...
So you know what a floppy disk is.
I know what a floppy disk is.
Yeah. Half or five and a quarter.
Yeah.
I know what tape is and all the good things. No punch cards, though.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, I wanted to meet people that were like me, and it was hard to find. So I started wondering, you know, where are the tech people in Bowling Green? And I just couldn't find them. So I just naturally then started looking for, well, who are the movers and the shakers? And of course, Ron came up first in Google. Mm-hmm. When you look for, you know, what's happening in Bowling Green, right? But also the Innovation Campus. And so those were the places I started. You know, our chamber is like no other. And so I, with a little research, it really did lead me to Ron, led me over to Buddy and Sam. And I said, hey, guys, it would be great to have a community here for our tech folks. And that's when Ron said, I've been wanting to do this. You know, let's get this rolling. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, of course, the WKU Innovation Campus is really the perfect spot. I mean, they're one of the leaders in the country when it comes to connectivity. And I don't think you could be in a better space.
Absolutely not. Yeah, like-minded folks, a lot of things happening in there. And that's part of really what we want to do is we want to help get the word out about some of the things that are happening there, and not just within the Innovation Campus, but beyond.
Right.
You know, we really want to expand this outside the walls and scale it right through our whole region.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that because you talk about basically infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And you've got connectivity there like nowhere in the country. And our community doesn't realize that. So that's a positive in and of itself.
Right.
But now the question remains, what are all the different things we could do with that, that are businesses and services that can improve quality of life for our citizens? So it's through this tech council, we'll help convene different activities to grow the use of that, create additional businesses, and diversify our economy.
And that was my next question, is how do you envision the tech council impacting the local economy and workforce?
Yeah, let me jump in back in on that, because I want to touch on sort of a couple things.
Sure.
The chamber is really blessed to be able to be the economic development activity for the city of Bowling Green and Warren County. And increasingly, through the mayor's leadership and the judge's leadership, we want to do more to diversify the economy, create good-paying jobs, more white-collar jobs, more emerging technology jobs. And so it's a real natural fit to put some more emphasis behind this initiative to create the Regional Tech Council and then look at infrastructure like the capability of high-speed internet and leveraging those things. And so we'll begin. We've always had a mutual fund approach to economic development for Bowling Green and Warren County, but now we're putting more emphasis on our work in emerging technology and that sort of thing. So this Regional Tech Council will provide some of that connective tissue as we increase our collaboration with the university and leverage the intellectual assets that are there and create more jobs for the many graduates coming out of the university.
And I guess within the last 3, 4, 5 years, there have been some technology companies that have announced through the area, Bowling Green area Chamber of Commerce, that are out there at the Innovation Campus. And and it's kind of had that that mantra about it, that it's a place where if you want to do national defense technology or, you know, biosciences or whatever, I mean, that's a great spot to do all those things. Applied physics, you name it.
And you're touching on some of the research areas that the university has out there that maybe a lot of citizens don't know. You've got the only large chamber scanning electron microscope in a university in North America out there. You've got a switch that is unlike any other fiber switch in the country out there. And so as we have more of our community understand these assets, they'll find other ways to leverage those assets and grow. And so the physical place that is the Innovation Campus is very important as a catalyst. But I would say, too, the alignment with what the city wants for economic development, what Judge Gorman and the county want for economic development, what the chamber wants and what WKU wants, and the fact that under Caboni's leadership, they're moving more and more into how do we impact the regional economy, not just by providing talent, but by having research go on, by commercializing research and helping other companies and aligning with that. And so you mentioned some of the new companies. Being AI is one we don't talk a lot about, but that was a huge win. And typically in my profession, having done this 5 times before here, it usually takes about 3 years to build up a track record of success. And with our collaboration with the university, we jointly announced these projects. And being AI is an awesome win. You know, no matter what you think about artificial intelligence, it is here. Rather be involved in it and in a leadership role with it than being acted upon by it. And so with being AI here, you've got a leading company in the globe choosing Bowling Green for its headquarters, coming from another country to establish their headquarters here and launch that company. Those are jobs that we would have never really even contemplated before. And some of these jobs, even the job position or the job description is being created as we help establish the company. So what a great place to be is on the cutting edge of technology, really setting the pace for what other people will look at in the country. So that's super exciting. And then Araya Health and Lunai, the company that spins out more companies. I don't think enough people understand that one either. I mean, we now have the principal who has started multiple tech companies here, living here. So she will start more tech companies here with us. And it's those kind of things that we have to help the community understand the significance of those and what to look for as those things emerge and grow and blossom. You know, much like the early stages of the Transpark, it's like, what do you expect now from the seeds that've been planted? And so, we've been very blessed in some of the early wins that we've had.
So, Rob, anything you want to add on to that about the local economy and workforce and how the Tech Council will have an impact?
Our contribution to that is mostly going to be on the workforce development side. You know, as Ron mentioned, economic development is something that we've been blessed with in the area. The chamber has done an amazing job in our leadership. But when you look across North America, there are 65 tech councils registered with Technology Councils of North America. And they're at places like Chicago, Austin, Atlanta, the Research Triangle. And the one that we're most familiar with is Nashville. And I don't think it's any coincidence that some of those cities are known for tech now, right? As turns out, the Nashville Council was founded in 1999 in cooperation with their Chamber of Commerce.
That's not surprising.
And so 25 years later, you know, they've seen a significant influx of tech talent from both coasts, from Chicago and Texas.
And, of course, Oracle's getting ready to...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
And so, you know, they decided then, 25 years ago, they wanted to set the conditions so that technology companies and tech adjacent companies would want to come to their region. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're following suit. You know, it's not something that it's not like we want to copy what anybody else has done. We want to do what is for Bowling Green, right? Bowling Green has something special to offer that other cities don't, but we just want whenever technology companies and other companies are looking at our area for them to see that the conditions are ripe here for them, to relocate here. And honestly, OEMs are going to notice, Microsoft, Google, IBM, already getting involved and want to help. And they'll take note and they'll get behind this as well.
I've heard of some of those companies before. they're kind of,
you know, it's
kind
of
big deals.
We were just messing around on LinkedIn, really, and found an executive for IBM that lived here.
Right.
We had one. I had one meeting with him.
He's a former SAE, too. I know who he is.
Yeah. We had one coffee with him, told him about the things we were doing, and he was so excited he brought the president for IBM of Kentucky here for half a day.
Wow.
And now he's going to be one of the chamber's board members as a founding board member on this thing.
That's awesome.
It's incredible who is in this community. So I hope that people listening to the podcast, if they have an interest in joining a committee, being involved, starting a company, growing a company, whatever their interest is in that space, it'd be great to get connected so that we can help add to this ecosystem. Because there's a lot of incredible opportunities. You got to sort of be updated about it to know how to leverage the different resources that are here.
Well, that's why we're here. We're to let the world know all the great things that are happening in Bowling Green, Warren County, and South Central Kentucky. So let's talk about the specific things the Regional Tech Council will take to foster innovation collaboration among businesses in the region. So how are the businesses in the region going to get involved?
Yeah, I'll take this and start it if you don't mind, Rob, and then we'll bring Rob in because I want to tie something together for people. In Bowling Green and Warren County, about 15% of our economy is manufacturing, which that's at least twice the national average concentration of manufacturing. Our manufacturing companies are diverse and very technology intensive. People would be blown away at the technology in our companies and how modern and clean and safe and how many different career opportunities are in there. So to tie your last question, this question together, in the Tech Council, we're going to have a specific effort of looking at automation, artificial intelligence, robotics, and those types of activities. Because as we face talent constraints in the country, our manufacturers are having to evolve and do more automation, do more artificial intelligence, do more robotics. And so the pay, the skills, all those things are evolving in the manufacturing workplace. And you had great careers in manufacturing before. Those careers, the starting pay and the career paths are even more exciting. And so we'll be honoring the engagement with our manufacturers in this tech council as well. And so that's one facet that was of particular interest to us.
And I think before Rob jumps in here, one of the areas where we see a lot of manufacturing is in the metals industry.
Yep.
And of course, MI2 is out at the Innovation Campus too. And I can see some future collaboration if it's not already happening between the Tech Council and MI2. Rob?
Yeah. So, you know, as you guys have mentioned, our area is already talent rich in tech and entrepreneurism. We've got some tech pioneers here who work for global companies, as Ron said, and we want to bring everybody together in one place. We want to start conversations, start partnerships. We want them to pour into the lives of the next generation, if you will, and positively influence the careers of those that are coming next. If I told some of our typical residents some of the things that have been created out of Bowling Green, some of the tech and surrounding areas, they'd be surprised. They would have no idea.
Right.
It's one of the reasons you do this podcast, because you want people to be exposed to leaders and the companies that are making a difference, right?
You're going to give us some examples, right?
Oh, there are plenty of examples.
Because, you know, yeah. I'm sitting here listening, going, well, he's telling us all these things. Well, who are they?
Yeah. Well, like Easy, for an example, is one we love to talk about. They're at the Innovation Campus. You know, you have Jeremy Jacobs with, he started several companies, sold some companies.
He started out as a FedEx driver, I believe.
Yeah. And who, I mean, Jeremy's not one and Sean's not one to go around talking about themselves, you know, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to share their stories. We want to celebrate them and, we want them to inspire others, right? Mm-hmm. They do it in a very low key way, but someone needs to be, you know, broadcasting that, right? And so, same as you. We just want, you know, to celebrate the heroes in tech in our community. It's already happening over there, as you know, at the Innovation Campus. That people will walk up, partnerships, friendships are formed just like that. Collaboration starts. We've seen partners, strategic partnerships, alliances form, collaborations. It's nothing for someone to say, hey, I need this business. I have this business challenge or I have this tech challenge. And someone across the aisle will say, you need to go see so-and-so. It's right in their wheelhouse. And it just grows from there. So
that's why they call it the collaboration space.
Exactly.
And we call it the collab.
The collab.
Yeah, so that's our new hip name. Well,
they call it the smart space. I don't know how I got in there.
Well, but, we can't call it that, so we call it the collab.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, with the Tech Council, we're just doing that at scale. We're getting outside the walls of that campus.
Yeah.
And taking it to the whole region, as Ron said. So the 65 corridor, all the parkways, and all that good stuff.
Well, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, a lot of people know GM Corvette. I mean, if you just see the new Corvette, just think about the technology that's in the new Corvette.
Yeah.
It is remarkable.
I can only imagine.
But everybody knows that household name. Rob mentions Easy. Easy has created a new marketplace for artists and stuff. It's a whole marketplace. Mm-hmm. And frankly, not enough people in our community know what they do, who they are, and the scale of operations that they have. Inked Brands, Pink Lily. I mean, there's a list of companies that have started here or growing here that either they're technology intensive or they have some tech products. Yeah. Another name that's pretty well known in Bowling Green, but it's really not properly known, is Holly.
Right.
Holly is an innovation company. I still hear a lot of people say Holly Carburetor. They've created a whole new segment in the motorsports market for their EFI product with Sniper. That was all R&D and done and built here, and it created a whole new category that's out there. And so they're a company that adds a lot of SKUs. They're the world's largest motorsports company. They're physically, their engineering department is out at the Innovation Campus. We collaborate with WKU to get them out there, and it's highlighting these different things that are going on to induce people coming together. Many people don't know there was a cyber defense operation that existed out at the Innovation Campus for years.
Been there a long time.
And so those talented people are here doing other things. And so it's really bringing to the forefront all those opportunities as both a way to show the community the different sectors, but to encourage young people who might be in school to start companies, to think about becoming an employee of one of these companies. It's really to broaden people's understanding of the opportunities that are already here, and then to grow more opportunities from those seedlings.
It's fantastic. So how can the community, educational institutions, startups, established businesses, how can they get involved in the initiatives of the Regional Tech Council?
Yeah, the first way is just to participate, Jim. I mean, we need to know what challenges organizations and individuals are facing as an institution so we can offer programming to help, right? Mm-hmm. So get involved. If one organization's facing an issue, probably someone else is too, right? So we'll all benefit from coming together. Peer group meeting could focus on that particular topic. For an example, practitioners can share how they solved a similar challenge. Relationships built, problem solved, and everyone gets better.
Yeah.
You know, as we mentioned, this is all volunteer driven. So in addition to showing up, you know, serving as a speaker, a peer co-group leader, committee member, these are all ways to get involved. And the idea is to identify an area that you're something that you're really good at or an area that you want to learn more about and then volunteer in that area. And that's a good way to get to know, you know, people that are similarly minded.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned peer groups. Are there any plans for specific groups or committees within the council?
Yeah, great question. So we're going to start off with leadership, tech leadership, for mm-hmm. one thing. All tech leaders here, they need to be speaking and talking about their challenges and how do they grow their workforce and that kind of thing. Women in tech, something that's near and dear to a lot of the folks here in town. Different challenges faced by women in this particular industry and women in STEM in general.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of interest in that. Artificial intelligence is a big thing right now. So peer groups are going to, and product development, like we'd mentioned, yeah. Easy and some of the other companies. We really want product managers and product developers to get together and talk about some of the challenges they faced and how they overcame them. But in terms of committees, then, someone will need to help determine what is the programming that needs to be offered. Someone will need to focus on sponsorship. So some folks are going to find that they want to get on an advocacy committee and really, have influence on what's happening at the local and state and government level.
Right.
Membership. There's all kinds of ways for people to get involved, really, at all levels of an organization. We're really excited about the programming that we're going to offer. In addition to the peer groups, some of the flagship events like an annual awards banquet where we honor folks for emerging tech contributions.
Awesome.
We'll have hopefully an emerging technology summit once a year and that kind of thing. So big plans down the road, and we're going to get started really soon here with the peer groups and committees.
That's fantastic. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I was just going to connect our SCK launch initiative. I think most of the community understands that, this is a decade-long collaboration between the business community and our public school systems, Warren County and Bowling Green, both of which are amazing. We're super blessed to have both those districts and leaders there. But when you think about SCK launch, it's a go-to career program. And so every high school in our area, and maybe even some middle school, students are working on tablets, computers, all these different devices. Well, you could easily start a company up. So let's say that we had entrepreneurs, let's say across our districts, we had 100 entrepreneurs who might want to start a company mm-hmm. in software development. Now we have a place where we can match them up with a mentor. We can bring the business community to the table, help provide some business guidance, and maybe we have more companies started up here from our very own students.
Right.
And so it's now that we have this place where you can have the social connection, we can bring to bear our other typical assets. I mean, it's easy for us to talk with our accounting firms, mm-hmm. with our law firms, with our banks, bring all those other resources together to come around each of these individual students or new Americans that are here.
Yeah.
We've had super creative new Americans here start up restaurants, start up trucking businesses, very entrepreneurial.
Work for the chamber.
Yeah, exactly. Work for the chamber. And so, but now we've got another player, another piece that will, always be aligned with the Innovation Campus and the Chamber to then come together and help more entrepreneurs find their way into business and or even in traditional. I mean, if you think about it, both of our districts have an information technology department. Mm-hmm. You've got to keep the district running as a business.
Yeah.
And then you got to facilitate the classrooms, and then you got to facilitate the educational component. Well, if you got a cross-section of professionals that could then consult with you on new technologies for teaching, how to implement that, how to work with that, we can continue to develop best practices, which are better for the educators, the administrators, and our students. And so I think there's a whole host of great benefits we'll get out of this. And I think we're just at the front end of figuring all that out. And each person will bring a new idea that helps us flesh this thing out even further.
And you know this, Ron, I'm sure you both do, is that, connectivity, high-speed internet service, whether it's residential or business, is it the fourth or fifth utility now? I mean, yep. And it needs to be defined that way as well, because it's essential too.
Yeah, as we found out with AT&T last week, it might be one of the most important ones, right?
yeah. Thank goodness, some people had some redundancy plans in place, but not everybody. Yeah. So one of the things when I was asking about the committees and peer groups and you were talking about some of the things, what about cybersecurity?
Cybersecurity is definitely going to be part of it. There are a lot of practitioners in town. We're going to start with the peer group there. We've already got a committee well-formed of people that reached out to Ron after the first announcement.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that alignment that Ron talked about is really important to us. There are so many great initiatives already underway here. And the spirit of cooperation of Bowling Green, as you know, Jim, is second to none.
Oh, yeah.
And so one of the things we're going through the exercise now of is looking at where are the gaps and what do we already have covered? You know, we don't want to recreate the wheel. We want everybody to not stay in their lanes, but to support each other, you know. And so the Tech Council is not going to be all things tech. It's going to fill tech gaps that are there. And so SCK Launch, for an example, you can't improve upon SCK Launch. It's fantastic. We just want a support with volunteers and things like that. So as people hear about, you know, as people that are listening to this, or they think, you know, we already have this tech thing going on that no one knows about. Well, bring it up, you know, bring it in and let's talk, and let's talk about how we can support each other. And we don't want to take over your thing. We want to support you and fill the gaps.
Yeah. And you know what, we actually work with the fiber company. And so we know about, you know, dark fiber, wavelength, Ethernet, dedicated internet access, you know, voice, contact center. But then you talk about the various sectors that are really tech driven now. Mm-hmm. And one that you don't hear a lot about, but is really tech driven, is agriculture. And of course you go around here to some of these big farms, they're using it on a daily basis.
It's how I was introduced to tech as a boy.
Was it really?
I was sitting at the farm implement, getting the old modem. I'm aging myself again, but
yeah,
put a phone headset in a big modem, and they got the weather report that way.
The squeaky noise and everything.
Yeah.
So anyhow, all right, let's talk about I've kind of figured out what your short-term goals are. You get this thing up and running and off the ground and started, but talk about those and your long-term goals for the RTC. I like that, by the way.
Yeah. Catchy.
I like RTC. The immediate goal is just to get everybody together. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to get to know each other. We want to understand what our problems are and how we can help each other, right? We want to come back with ideas of ways that we can thrive as a community. And then from there, we want to get more into workforce development, apprenticeship programs. You know, how can we be more proactive with the companies here in manufacturing tech and some of the more targeted training and advanced training? Mm-hmm. How can we help facilitate that? And so, you know, we're going to be listening to the chamber, we're going to be listening to the Innovation Campus, to our business partners, and say, you know, what are your needs and how can we kind of pivot and help you with those? And so we're going to have the people there. We want to connect recent graduates with career opportunities. We'll be working closely, not only with WKU, but with the community colleges and so forth, helping these students find roles and lining them up with a mentor and helping them get started in their careers. So that's the future goals. Right now, it's just about getting everybody together and saying, hey, how can we help?
Well, it sounds like you got a great start. Did I leave anything out that you want to talk about that I didn't ask about?
Yeah, the only other thing I would think to just highlight is, you know, we're fortunate in our location and the assets that we have. We're super blessed at that. Our collaboration, our spirit of collaboration that's been touched on, that alignment has been the special sauce that's allowed us to outperform. Just south of us is Nashville. And Nashville's been growing in a tremendous way and growing quite a tech footprint there. You mentioned Oracle, Amazon. I mean,
further south to Huntsville.
Exactly. So now imagine us, and that was where I was going with that, is imagine us in a corridor now. And so by having this tech council, along with what we're doing with Innovation Campus and Chamber Traditional Economic Development, we can have more connective tissue to connect all that and then find our niche. You know, is it data analytics to improve healthcare outcomes? I mean, we'll find the different niches that are uniquely Bowling Green, and then those same competitive advantage will both be a company and a growing part of our economy, but it'll also be something that helps the quality of life here. And so this community has always identified problems, come together to solve problems, but then always found ways to continue to improve quality of life. And it's those kind of things that come together as the economy evolves and changes. Mm-hmm. How do we stay at the front of that so that, you know, when there are troughs or recessions, Bowling Green isn't as affected as other places, that we always have more an upward trajectory overall. And that's part of, you know, like a mutual fund strategy. that is part of it from an economic standpoint, is how do we build the structure of our economy in such a way there's a lot of different kinds of opportunities for people to take jobs, but also a lot of different economic diversification so that if a particular sector is down, enough of the other sectors are up.
Yeah. You want a diverse portfolio.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim, for that. It's I want a portfolio at all, Jim. But and the community wants
it all. Yeah. It's got to give you a warm feeling, though, to know that your community leaders are thinking that way.
Yes.
You know, not just reacting to what's right here, but let's look ahead at how can we better serve our communities going forward.
Yeah. And, you know, always great things happening here. We had Jody Richards on our last show. And we talked about, you know, the collaboration between local governments, chambers of commerce, and all the leaders coming together for the betterment of our community. And it basically, there's a community first mindset around here. And, you know, that's what sets us above some other communities. And that's why a lot of other communities look to us. And appreciate you guys being on the podcast and telling us about the new Regional Tech Council.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Thanks to our guests, Rob Wilson and Ron Bunch, for joining us today and sharing their insights on the new Regional Tech Council. Remember, you can follow the DeCesare Group on social media and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review. Also, subscribe to our newsletter, Soke Economic Development and Business News. You can do so at thedeCesareGroup.com. Today's program is produced by the DeCesare Group, Public Relations and Consulting. Our engineer and head of the TDGIT department is Justin, the tech guy DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly and Amy DeCesare. I'm Jim DeCesare, and we'll see you next time.